Welcome to another Buzz Marketing for Technology podcast, conducted in cooperation with Marketing Props. I'm your host, Paul Dunay. Today, I'm speaking with Michael Mace, a principal of Rubicon Consulting, and also a very successful blogger at mobileopportunity.blogspot.com, and frankly, one of the nicest blogger blogs I've seen. And Michael also runs a boot camp on web marketing. So welcome to the podcast today, Michael.
Thanks, Paul.
So today we're going to explore some of the new rules of web marketing that Michael is doing in his boot camp. So can you tell us a little bit more about Rubicon's half-day boot camp, who attends, and what the theme is?
Sure. Well, you know, we do a lot of work with technology companies, and their marketing teams are very often struggling with what do you do about web marketing? And typically what will happen is maybe an exec will come to them and say, hey, you know, we should do a viral video. Let's do a viral video. And the marketing team will say, well, why do you want us to do that? What's the reason? They said, well, this competitor did it, and so we need to do one too. And so a lot of companies are doing web marketing as kind of a one-off thing or something they get enthusiastic about, some particular piece of it, but they don't really understand how all the pieces can fit together, what you should and should not be trying to accomplish, and how do you measure success? How do you know when you've done it right? And the boot camp is designed for a group of 10 to 15 people within a company to get them all up to speed on how can web marketing work, what are reasonable things to accomplish and not accomplish with it, how do you measure your success, give everybody a shared vocabulary and a shared set of understandings on what they can do. So it's basically a half-hour seminar, part of it us presenting and part of it guided discussion with them to help them all get on the same page, understand what's reasonable to expect, and hopefully get a jump start on what they really can accomplish with web marketing as opposed to what thoughts people might have on what would and wouldn't be possible, which may not be at all coordinated or at all realistic, unfortunately.
Right. So can I assume, because it sounded like, you know, the web video, is it mainly the Web 2.0 type of tactics, the podcasting, the video, the, you know, wikis, whatever?
You know, it's all over the place. It can be as basic as what are we trying to accomplish with blogging, or should we be doing blogging or video, or typically what will happen is that they've taken their traditional goals of marketing, awareness, consideration, stuff like that, and they're just trying to figure out how do they use the web tactically to pursue those traditional goals. And one of the things that we try to teach people about is because this is a two-way interactive medium, you aren't necessarily trying to achieve the same goals as you are with traditional marketing. Traditional marketing was all about awareness because when you had one-way advertising that just kind of threw messages at people, all you could do was generate awareness. Once you can get two-way engagement with people, what you're really after is a sense of engagement, that you really get them to want to come back to you and hang out with you. You need to bring across a personality rather than just a brand image. You've got to think about how do you get an interactive dialogue going with people as opposed to how do you just shout at them over and over and over, buy my product, buy my product. And so you really have to revisit the goals of marketing, not just the tools that you're using to achieve the marketing. And that's usually the biggest thing that we have to talk with the folks about is get them out of the old mindset of what you're trying to accomplish with traditional marketing and get you into this new mindset of, look, you got a different set of tools. You can build entirely different things in different ways.
Right. Now, is that the goal, to help them integrate all aspects of marketing together? And if so, you know, what's your advice to them to do that?
It's really, once you understand that the fact that this is a different paradigm, that instead of looking for awareness, you're looking for engagement, and you're looking to build community, and there are all these different tools you can use, you then can start thinking about, okay, what do I want to do still with traditional marketing, and what do I accomplish with web marketing? And it's not that one replaces the other, right? You'll get these people who say, oh, traditional marketing is dead. It's completely going away. Well, it's not. There's still a lot of traditional advertising that's going on. You see even web companies using traditional advertising. The question is, when is it right to use the web stuff? When is it right to use the conventional stuff? And how does that all fit together? I really like that analogy of you've got a different toolkit, and what are you trying to build with this different set of tools? You know, here's this thing called a hammer. You've never seen it before. Let me tell you about nails, and let me tell you about how it can be used, and don't try to use it as a saw, which is what we see a lot of people, unfortunately, trying to do with web marketing today.
So what do you consider core skills versus the nice-to-have skills when it comes to web marketing? I mean, how do you help people prioritize that?
The biggest thing is understanding what you can and can't accomplish and what's reasonable as a way of measuring those things. And measurement is one that comes up all the time. We've been doing traditional marketing for so long that we know exactly how to measure all the pieces of it. What's our awareness scale? You know, what sort of consideration are we getting? What percent conversion, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And we haven't been doing web marketing long enough to be able to have those measurements completely worked out. I mean, we know it'll be some things like how much traffic do we get and stuff like that. But it's very hard to value in some cases, you know, how much traffic is going to be converted into potential purchases in the future. And one of the big things for folks to understand is you can't get too hung up on the measurement stuff because there aren't any standards for this, for these things yet. And we talk to a lot of companies who will say, well, we did this really, what we believe was a really successful campaign. We know it generated a ton of attention. It helped our sales force in terms of opening doors and being able to call on customers more easily. But can we actually measure back the exact number of sales that were generated by a viral video campaign that we did? Nobody is able to do that. And so part of it is understanding, hey, this is a little bit about experimentation and improvisation. Here's in general what you should expect. Here's how you can tell if it's a total failure, but you're not going to be able to get the same sort of precision measurement against this that you can get against traditional marketing. And so you've got to be willing to experiment a little bit. It's a little bit more like jazz rather than symphony music.
Yeah, I like that, definitely. Well, speaking of, you know, even the further improvisational jazz type of a metaphor, you know, there's a lot of talk about mobile, and I know that you tend to blog a lot about mobile as well. Where and when does mobile sort of intersect with web marketing, or what's the future there?
You know, I'm going to tell you that my honest belief is I don't think anybody knows yet, because as early as we are in the stages of doing desktop web-type marketing, mobile marketing is even more in its infancy. There are obvious places where we ought to be able to do good stuff, things like being able to do location-based listings of local businesses so people can do lookup of, you know, a pizza store when they feel like getting pizza or something like that. But exactly what the mix is going to be of what sort of marketing can you do by mobile, what sorts of interactions will people tolerate? You know, you get a lot of companies, for instance, trying to stream video to mobiles, and then they're trying to figure out, oh, I can just put an ad in front of the, you know, 15-second pre-roll ad in front of the video that I'm going to stream. And because people are so spontaneous on mobile, it's all about immediate gratification. If you ask them to sit through an ad, it really doesn't go over well. I mean, it's problematic even on the desktop, but trying to do that on somebody's mobile is really, really hard. And so there are a lot of companies experimenting with, okay, maybe it's more like a sponsorship model. You've got rumors of Google is going to be doing free, you know, the kind of maybe free phone service if you're willing to look at ads. Who knows if Google's really going to do it, but that's the sort of things that people have been talking about. So I think it's worthwhile to watch those things closely. The other thing that I think is worth looking at mobile on is if you're trying to do a web community as part of your marketing, a PC-based web community, I think it's great to try to give a mobile aspect to that. But I think in general, mobile is going to be yet another toolkit, which is very, very different from what we do on the PC-based web, and I don't think we even know what those tools look like. So I'd experiment, but I wouldn't count on it too much deeply unless you've had an experiment that really paid off for you. And then definitely, if you get something that really works, then obviously follow up on it.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, I think the subscriber plans and stuff like that, you could end up sending an SMS to someone who's got to pay for it. And if you haven't seen angry customers, where do you start doing that?
Oh, yeah. It can get really hairy really, really quickly. And the disturbing part is you can end up pissing off people without even realizing you're going to do so. So yeah. I don't want to scare people away from it. I'm a big believer in experimenting, but definitely make it controlled experiments.
Right. Eyes wide open, know the pitfalls, you know, proceed with caution. So speaking of proceeding with caution, what would be your one best piece of advice if you're, you know, training these web marketers out there? You know, what could you give us as one key takeaway that you harp on for our audience today?
Here's the thing to keep in mind. We are in this transitional period from traditional marketing to web marketing. And I don't think traditional marketing totally goes away, but definitely the website is coming up, and therefore money is being pulled out of the traditional side. And it's a little bit like the situation that we had with television in the 1960s, to use a weird analogy. A lot of people don't realize this, but the Andy Griffith Show was on television at exactly the same time as Star Trek. And if you think culturally of, you know, what those two television shows represent in terms of what sort of entertainment you got on television, that's kind of like what's going on with marketing today. You've got traditional marketing, you've got web marketing, very different worlds, very different paradigms. And the big challenge is figuring out, how do you balance between those two? And how do you walk back and forth between them? And I think it's a matter of going back to the basic questions you should always ask before you do any marketing program. Who is your customer specifically? Where do they get their information? What's your goal in terms of what you want to achieve with those people? Once you've really answered those questions well across both the traditional marketing side and the website, then design something integrated where you pick from, here are some of the traditional marketing techniques I can use, here are some of the web marketing techniques I can use, and create a nice mix of those things. What you don't want to be doing is ever doing either traditional marketing just because that's the only thing that we know, or web marketing because some VP decided that that was really cool. It's always got to come back to the basics. Who's the target? What are we trying to accomplish with them? And what is the best tool to get to those people?
Excellent. Very sage advice. I like that a lot.
Thanks.
Well, thank you for joining me today, Michael. I really appreciate your time. And for our listeners, now it's your turn. Please let us know what you're doing differently with web marketing for your company. We'd be happy to help keep this conversation going with you online, and we'll be back again next week with another ProfCast. So thank you for listening.